The NDP brought a motion in Parliament against Israel. A number of NDP members are saying, we don't support Jews. Are they anti-Semitic? Well, Erin Morrison is with me. She is a very sharp consultant, political operator. She's also NDP, but she's also sound. So I put the question to you. What's the NDP doing? Is it against Israel? Is it anti-Semitic?
Totally disagree. There is no New Democrat I have ever heard use that phrase.
I think. What about the NDP member from Hamilton?
Who is no longer an NDP MPP.
That's true.
So there is no doubt, anti-Semitism, it is vile, and it is on the rise throughout Canada,
right,
including right here in Ontario. I think it is up to every...
How did your party get labeled with it?
I think it is up to every party to root out anti-Semitism and other forms of hate and discrimination in their party. And that's exactly what happened with the member from Hamilton. You saw NDP leader Marit Stiles say, no, you've crossed a line, we're done.
What about in Ottawa, where it looks like the NDP is supporting Hamas?
Absolutely not support. Hamas is a terrorist organization.
Absolutely.
And the NDP absolutely denounces Hamas and its attack on Israel. What the NDP is in favor
of... I'm sitting here amazed because that's not what I've been reading about the NDP.
Where are you getting your information from?
Well, most of this from the mainstream news and some from parliamentary reports.
The NDP's official policy, which was reflected in its motion,
yep,
is a two-state solution.
Yep.
And so what the motion is all about, the motion that passed, by the way,
yes,
what the motion
watered
is all
down
about
liberals, yes,
is support for human rights.
Got that.
Including the human rights
and
of
Israel
Palestinians.
Supports human rights, obviously. It does.
Israeli people support human rights. There's no doubt about that. And that's the human rights of Israelis who are victims in this, and Palestinians who are also victims of Hamas.
Yeah, although I wish that the Palestinians who are victims of Hamas would stand up and say, you know what, we don't agree with this government, which is our government. And nobody does that.
I'm not sure that we can put it on the victims of terrorists to stand up for themselves. I think it's up to the international community to do that.
So you're saying that the NDP is clearly pro-Israel?
Pro-two-state solution.
Which means pro-Israel.
Pro-Israel. And pro-Palestine.
And the NDP are not involved in some of the demonstrations that we see of sometimes some thugs out there saying, you know, pro-Palestine, which means pro-Hamas in their situation.
There is no question in my mind that a lot of demonstrations right here in Toronto and across the country, and no doubt around the world, have gone way too far. We have seen demonstrations that have been explicitly pro-Hamas, and that's troubling. That's deeply troubling. That is not...
And troubling for the NDP.
Yes.
Erin Morrison, you are a good spokesperson, and thank you very much. 3 minutes. This show provides independent analysis of the issues. We are not paid by the government. And as I am finding, so much business in Canada relies upon various governments that they don't want to sponsor or advertise on a show which may become controversial, which talks about liberty, freedoms, sometimes criticizes government. I've had guests on that support the government. But people are saying, you know what? We don't want to bite the hand that feeds us, i.e. government, which is why I hope you'll subscribe and contribute to keep this show on the air.